Welcome, and thanks for joining me today on Mortgage Manager Playbook, a podcast for sales leaders who want to improve their team's sales performance and originate more loans. I'm Pat Sherlock, your host. Today's podcast is on the important topic of what do loan officers want from their lender, and I have the perfect expert to talk about it, and that's Brian Weiss. Brian Weiss has had a long career in mortgage banking. He currently has Brian Weiss Consulting. Prior to that, he was with Fairway Lending, Guaranteed Rate, and Bank of America. I'm thrilled to have him today. Hi, Brian.
How are you? Thanks for having me, Pat.
Well, you're a kindred spirit, and I can't wait to talk to you about this topic because I think there's a misunderstanding many times at leadership level that they think that just offering the computer systems, the products, all of that is all they have to offer. So let's talk about, before we hop into that topic, how did you get into the world of mortgage sales and mortgage lending?
So honestly, I wanted to be a loan officer since I was in seventh grade.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, like everybody, I stumbled upon it, but I had sort of a strange path, and I won't make this a long story, but in high school, I was not a great student. I had no interest in going to college. So I became an electrician. I started as an electrician the Monday after graduation. No breaks. I just went right to work. About 3.5 years in, I decided that it was a lot of hard work. And so I shifted when I was 22, quit my job and applied to one college. And I chose this college because it was relatively close to home. Like I grew up in a small town. So yeah. Leaving too far, I didn't want to do that. So I was shocked to learn I got in, had no idea what I wanted to study. I went for a biology degree because I wanted to go to med school, which going from a C student in high school to med school is a bit of a stretch, but I tried. I did get good grades, but not good enough to get into med school. So I was looking for an entry-level job, went to a job fair, ended up talking to LaSalle Banks at a job fair and got a job in their mortgage department. I was a loan officer with my first job out of college with a biology degree. The truth of the matter is I figured out a different way to help people. So I enjoyed it. I caught on fairly quickly and became a loan officer out of college.
What a fantastic story. And so I love that. And so talk about, since you've been in this business a long time, talk about the world of what you are seeing challenges now at the lender side. And obviously we're having a more difficult market, but talk about some of the challenges that you see lenders having.
Yeah, well, I think, margin compression has been the topic of conversation for the last 2 or 3 years, or probably 3 years now. But and sort of the side issue to trying to solve our profitability problems is leadership and management are not as focused on coaching and mentoring our teams as much as we used to be, right? So the regional manager position, the branch manager position has become more of a recruiting role. And it's always been that, but there's an enormous amount of pressure on our middle leadership to recruit and grow the team. So we're not investing the time that we used to when working with our existing teammates, right? So I noticed this really over the last, couple of years, but towards the end of last year, I decided to start my own coaching group. It was for free to sort of lean into that issue.
So talk about this issue also about what is leadership not really addressing in the current market that is really, if you really get down to it, is our traditional market. I find it interesting to me that they paint this as some, unusual event that we're now in a purchase money market. So what are some other challenges that you see that leadership should be addressing that really aren't?
So I think it's really a lot of things. And look, I'm guilty of some of these things too, for sure, in my regional roles in the past. But I think we went through this period where we would hire anybody with a pulse. We weren't necessarily hiring the right fit for the particular job, but we were hiring people to fill a chair and take loan applications. Yeah. And there's a number of those individuals, and they're all great people, but they just might not be in the perfect role for them. So we've got people some of those people are still hanging on and trying to figure it out. God bless them for persistence. But so I think the other thing we're doing is we're just sort of getting distracted and spending 110% of our time on recruiting when we're ignoring the people that are currently that are currently with us and struggling and are in the right role, but just need some mentorship and leadership.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that issue. And I just think, to me, the future is going to be smaller teams, which is rather radical thinking, not just throw some bodies at it. And we still are doing that as an industry. So I'll have to have you come back and we'll have to talk about that topic. But you talk to loan officers in your coaching groups that are on Facebook. This is very popular for you. And talk about this whole issue of what are they saying about their lenders? And I think this is really, it's the best research that you can do because you're hearing it from loan officers through your Facebook groups.
Yeah, the biggest thing really is they're not getting the support that they feel they need, want, mm-hmm. and deserve from their current leadership team.
Yeah.
So that leaves them frustrated because their only option then is to go out and pay for outside coaching, mentorship, and leadership when the company is providing, you know, very little or nothing. And not in all cases. Some companies are doing well on this front, but most of them are not providing that. So mm-hmm. loan officers are frustrated because they have to go out and spend their own money, which might be tight right now, to get the support that they need. So I think that's why my group became, why my group did so well early on, which was that people found a resource that they didn't have to pay a lot of money for.
So talk about 2025, which is really right around the corner. And this issue, again, that you've just hit on one of them, that should lenders need to come to grips with, they own the responsibility of developing their staff. But we all know that, you and I know that. But talk about what other priorities do you see lenders having for 2025? It looks like we might have a couple rate cuts, so we'll get a little bit rate relief, but it is what it is. Talk about what you see lenders talking about.
Yeah, so there's a few things happening right now. And I think for the first time in a long time, they are hiring operations staff, right? I mean, you're not seeing it a lot, but I've seen several posts and talked to a number of people recently that are actually hiring and ramping up for the refi run that's coming. The other thing is it's still very much a focus on recruiting, right? Mm-hmm. We're still trying to add to volume by bringing in more loan officers. And like you and I have talked about before, that there's still a number of loan officers that probably should look for a different career. You know, we're excited to hire a loan officer doing, should say we is a number of leadership are excited to hire a loan officer doing two deals a month or a deal a month. And it's just, and they've been in the industry for a number of years. It's okay to do a deal or two a month if you're new and you're learning, but we're still retread is the term you use, is we're still retreading some of these people that are kind of struggling in the industry. So I think those are two of the things that I'm seeing a lot of.
Well, do you also think that what I notice with leadership, and you talk to leaders every day too, is that they lower their standards of what is acceptable. It's like in the old days, which I'm not a big one to go to the past, but I mean, it used to be you had to do 10 deals a month. Okay. Then we got down to 5. Now we're down to 2. If you do 2, we want you. Talk about that. It's just incredible to me.
Yeah. So I remember not too long ago that, my baseline, or I should say our baseline as a leadership team for one of my prior companies, was 4 deals a month.
Yeah.
Right. We were excited when we talked to somebody that was doing 4 deals a month or more, which at the time and in Chicagoland was somebody doing $1 million+ per month. We considered that a solid originator as long as it was purchase focused, had been going on for a certain period of time. But the standards have really, really been lowered in search of just hitting numbers, right? In search of just hitting their monthly number. Yeah. They're just doing it with more people now.
Yes. And it does lead to this issue, is that they think it's a quantity correction versus a quality correction. And I think that dovetails into, they feel they have to offer the computer works, all that structure, the product side and the investors, but the development side seems to be thrown out the window. And talk about what your group is saying, what the loan officers are wanting, and what is it that they are sharing with you?
That's such a great question, because I am consulting with some companies right now on developing their recruiting platform. And the leadership team always wants to go to what's our value proposition? Like that's the big buzzword is when we're talking to a candidate, what's our value proposition? And that's great. That's a great thing to start with. But the value proposition 80% of the time centers around technology, computers, products, process, all these things that we've discussed for decades in the industry. But now I think the value proposition has to start with coaching, mentorship, leadership. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraging the executive team at some of these companies to be the recruiters. I think it's difficult, not impossible, difficult to use the old recruiting model, which was we have a team of dialers, traditional recruiters that are pounding the phones all day and making it a numbers game. Certainly that works. And there are some that do better than that, have better results than others. But I'm pressing leadership teams to get out in front on social media, to do the webinars themselves, recruiting webinars themselves, to drive interested candidates to their leadership directly, not to traditional recruiters. And I have friends that are traditional recruiters, so I have no disrespect to that job. It's a very hard job. But I'm asking leadership to get out in front, tell the cultural message, tell the message of how they're going to help actually develop their business, not just about technology and products.
So do you think because we've gone to the, and you've been in the industry long enough, we've gone to a producing manager structure that really what's happened is leadership and managing, that's really gone out the window because we're really what we want. We call them a manager, but they really are just producers. And when you're talking, when you're having your folks in the Facebook group, which I believe you have like 300 loan officers or some number like that.
They're 450 now. Sorry.
Now it's 450. Well, that's great. And so, you know, they're looking for something that they're not getting from their direct manager. And talk about what they are saying.
Yeah, so that's always a delicate balance, right? Because you want that branch manager to lead by example, which means producing themselves. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes in the industry, and you and I have talked about this before, oftentimes in the industry, we take the top producer and either for retention or ego or whatever it is, we make them a branch manager and we give them some loan officers to help. If they're a big producer, they don't have the time, they may not even have the skill set. We've just given them the title in hopes of retention, right?
Talk about this other issue. And I think, what are the three complaints that the loan officers in your group, and they're coming to you for obviously coaching. And so what is it that they're talking about? That they don't talk to their loan, they don't talk to their manager, the manager doesn't help them, the manager never spends time. What are the complaints that the loan officers are giving you?
The complaints are pretty consistent. It's, I have a hard time getting my manager. And when I do get them, it's a very sort of brief conversation without a lot of specifics. You know, if I were a branch manager today and I had a loan officer that was eager to get help, I would block an hour, at least an hour a week to spend time with them and develop a specific bullet point business plan. Then I would go out on sales calls with them. I would sit with them while making phone calls. And if I'm doing 15 deals a month, I don't have time to do that. So the producing branch manager needs to be somebody that I think it should be a producing branch manager, but somebody that's doing a reasonable amount of business so that they've got time to invest in their team.
But do you see, and you've been in the industry long enough, this component of developing the staff doesn't seem to be something that is really highly valued in mortgage origination. Obviously, we have refi markets and we get volume just by sitting there. And so, but now we're asking to survive in a purchase money market that even if we have a couple rate reductions, which it does look like we're going to have, this whole model of, well, you got to develop yourself. That just seems kind of strange to me and doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help the customer because it means you're delivering people out into the marketplace that don't have any skill sets. So talk about that. I mean, do you see managers coming to some conclusion that maybe we need to think about doing it differently? They don't seem to feel that development is their responsibility. They say, hey, loan officer, do it yourself.
I would agree. I think most managers want people to be, they'll say they want people to be self-sufficient. And I agree with that. to a certain degree, but we've still got to back up a half step and help people develop a plan. So people just don't know what the plan is. What do I say when I get face to face with a realtor? How do I get face to face with a realtor? Right. Mm-hmm. So it's all these things that, you know, some managers will take for granted. And what I'd add to that too is there are some mortgage companies out there that are developing internal coaching programs, or they have internal coaching programs, which I think is great because that shows me that they're at least recognizing the problem. But what they're also doing is they're charging significant dollars to participate in that coaching program. So I have the comment I get frequently from loan officers is, well, if the company's making money on the production, I have no problem with the company making money on what I produce. Right? That's just part of the package. But if they're making money on what I produce, why wouldn't they help me produce without charging me additional fees? Because then the coaching, the internal coaching company or the affiliated coaching company just feels like an additional profit center for top producers. I'm not saying that's what it is. It's just that's what it feels like to a lot of the loan officers that I'm talking to right now.
So what are the, let's flip it to the, we know the problem and I understand, I mean, what you're talking about, certainly they, for some reason, are disconnected with this whole issue of development, but talk about some of the things that are positive from the standpoint that, yeah, this is how the good companies handle the development of their personnel.
Honestly, I think there's two things in there. I think one, it's training the managers to train.
Right.
Like, train the trainers, right? So executive leadership or sales leadership needs to get with the branch managers or the middle management on an intimate level to teach them how to coach people. Right. So the other thing is that that companies should recognize that they, if they can't coach internally or they don't have a resource to coach internally, the company should invest in additional outside coaching services like the products you offer. To bring them in to coach the managers and the loan officers, right?
Well,
bring outside resources in.
Well, you're getting to one of my favorite topics. And what I see, and I'm interested in your thoughts, is what I see when it comes to improving the manager side. I think companies understand the loan officer and that they need better skills. But when it comes to the manager side, I don't know that they see that. And I think this has gone on for a very long time because that's why we've moved into a producing manager setup and all of that, where we're almost saying, like, you got to fund yourself. And so do you see a change in view about, we need to develop our managers?
No, I'm not. I'm not at a global level for sure. I'm just trying to think if there's an example of somebody I've talked to over the last 6 months that's really leaning into that. And I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't either. And I talk to a lot of them. And
you talk to a lot more people than I do.
Well, we talk to, both of us talk to a fair number, but I definitely see it just like managing isn't really looked at as something that is important. I think lenders think they have to offer technology, they have to offer investors and products, and then they say to these people, go out and go do your business. And I just, this whole model of that being self-sufficient is very difficult to ramp up in any scale. You have to have refi markets, and if you don't have them, you can't afford it, is what it boils down to. Any other thoughts that you see and anything that you see that you think is maybe interesting that you want to share for our listeners about how to, in essence, look at the investment that you're making in development really does pay for itself?
It really does. So if the choice for the loan officer is to not get development at all or spend the money that they don't want to spend, if you want to stay in this long term, you're going to have to spend the money. Right? Like one way or another, you have to get the coaching you need to grow. The other thing that I think is really interesting right now that I'm talking to a lot of people about is the refi boom.
Yeah.
Whether it's a boom or a boom let, whether it starts next month or next year or, you know, 3 years from now, I don't want to see loan officers get too attached to that because what I think is the servicers are going to come at this with a vengeance.
Right.
So every loan officer I've ever talked to, and it happened to me when I was a producer as well, which is you talk to that person about a refinance, you agree on a rate, you start the process, you pull the payoff letter, They get a call from their servicer saying, I'm going to offer a rate that's 100 basis points less or 150 basis points less than what you're already getting. I mean, it's a significant drop. I don't care how good of a salesperson you are.
Yeah.
It's hard to sell against 150 basis point difference.
Right.
So, A, I wouldn't put too much weight on the fact that the refi run is going to solve your financial problems. And B, I would 110% stay focused on developing purchase business, no matter how many refis you get or don't get.
Yeah, I agree with you too. And actually, Strathmore has come out with some recent research on it. And this time around with refis is going to be much different than it was in the past. So Brian, anything else, any takeaways that you would like to leave for our listeners today?
Stay focused on purchase business, get a coach, even if you have to pay a little money to do it. Interview a lot of coaches to find your
one.
You know, find the one that works best for you. Don't just go to the coaching company that has the most Facebook ads, right? Get a coach that fits you.
Yeah. Well, I think that's words of wisdom. And I want to thank you for sharing it with our listeners today. How can they get a hold of you if they have any more questions? And I know that you're active on social media and your Facebook group. Why don't you give maybe information about your Facebook group?
Absolutely. So yeah, I can be found on any social media platforms. If you Google my name, you know, my mobile number is published out there. So feel free to call or reach out to me on the social platforms.
Yeah.
The coaching group is called the Loan Officer Action Plan. It was started just 6 months ago, 7 months ago. And like I said, we have 450 members in the Facebook group. We do daily calls via Zoom, which on the calls, there are between 15 and 25 people on every call. I get a lot of feedback right now, a lot of great feedback, I should say.
Well, that sounds terrific. I highly recommend everyone listening that check out Brian. And certainly, I want to thank our listeners today and check out some more of our podcasts at patsherlock.com. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Manager Playbook. You can catch up on all our episodes by subscribing to receive each week a new show. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and team members. If you're looking to increase production, call me to discuss my prospecting sales training program, Ramping Up Realtor Referral Sources. Check out my website, www.patsherlock.com.